They married average men that they don't really like, and they want a hotter, better guy in some way. What up, guys? Welcome to my reaction series. In this channel, we react to women taking L's. And one L is that a lot of women, they want to have a kid, but they're just so insufferable and not very likable people. So they have to like rush to marry whoever they can. And they don't marry a guy they like. And that's kind of an L. And so today we're going to react to women talking about how they hate their husbands. And it's probably just because they weren't that hot or likable. So, you know, here, point proven, not that hot. But we'll see if she's charming.
But we stuck it out.
Give her head!
Wait. My marriage was a bad match from the very beginning. And we probably shouldn't have gotten married. But we stuck it out for really not that long. But when it finally came to its conclusion, we had moved into a house that we bought and remodeled. It had been there for about 2 months.
So we remodeled. So he remodeled it. Then you pulled the rug, huh?
Point, things were pretty bad. I had been sleeping on the couch. We really were not getting along very well. A friend of mine had told me that, you know, it's time to leave. And I said, no. I got to stick it out. We just got into this house. We have to figure out a way to make it work. So
we're not biologically designed to see this many hot men and then like the men in front of us. We just don't do well. Social media's kind of cooked us.
Came home late one night. He said he'd been working late. I was in the bedroom.
At least you guys know, though, before they would have just been tortured by their wives and thought, oh, she loves me. You at least know that women hate you. I think it's better to know how women feel about you than live a lie.
Actually, and he walked into the bedroom and he greeted me with the words, I think we should separate. And at first I was really mad. I was furious. I got up, I took off my rings, I threw them into my jewelry box. I said, what are you doing? How could you make this decision without me? He told me that he'd been talking to his mom about it. His mom thought it was a good idea. I was really angry.
His mom hated her, right? Mothers know when the daughter-in-law is a bitch.
I agree that he was discussing our marriage with his mother. I found out later it wasn't his mother. It was his girlfriend that he'd been talking to. But anyway, I was really mad.
Oh, so he was cheating with younger, hotter, more pleasant.
I stormed out of the room. I went down the hall. I walked into our office. I sat down in the office chair in front of the computer. The lights were out. This desktop Dell was just glowing, so everything was blue. And he followed me, and he stood there in the doorway to the office, and he was illuminated by that blue light from the computer. And he said to me, isn't this what you want? Don't you hate me? And in that moment, it was like a light bulb went off in my head. And I realized how right he was.
Yeah, she did hate him, right? And she was torturing him. And that's the thing. A lot of times they say to stick it out. But have you ever been with a woman that hates you? It's torture. You can't make her not hate you. Might as well just get on to the next and stay with her until as long as she likes you.
And I looked at him and I said, yeah, I do hate you. And we agreed at that moment that we needed to end our marriage. And from that moment on, I could stop hating my husband because he was no longer my husband. I was no longer trapped in this miserable marriage with him. He was my partner in untangling this thing. And we were releasing each other so that we could go our separate ways and live our lives the way that we wanted to. And I didn't have to hate him anymore.
That's great. Looks like no second husband. Well, take that, L, sis. Okay. Usually when we hate you guys, it says more about us. It's really, we just don't like anybody. Have you seen like our friends? We go through so many friends. You know what I mean? Like we hate each other. It's not even you guys. Don't take it personal.
I'll stand by the fact that my husband is the ugliest man that I have ever met 5 years into our marriage. If you are single,
why would she say that
right now? It's because you want to be attracted to your partner. And that is just not realistic. I don't know how many times women on this app are going to have to say it. Find an ugly ass man.
Yeah, because you're going to use him for resources. The only leverage men have is women's attraction to them and being charming, unfortunately, in this environment, because you can't hold money over their head. How embarrassing is this? Why is she saying this publicly?
And marry him. And I'm not talking about a guy that just needs a little brush up, okay? I'm talking about a terminally unattractive.
Yeah, because she can't get there's winners and losers in the game of love, and women that can't get better men and they can't be more likable or better looking, they just tell the women to settle, you know.
Man, I sleep with.
And then I actually think it's terrible for both, because Then they just torture each other.
I mask at night so that I have time in the morning to mentally prepare before I make eye contact with my husband. But here I am, married, and you're not. So who's laughing?
Yeah. And so again, she gets an ego boost from saying that she's married. That's why, you know, a lot of women are married, but they're not wives. So the title doesn't really mean much anymore. But again, women care about titles and status and not just like being good people. She's a good person. She wouldn't embarrass her husband on the internet.
A woman grows to dislike or hate her husband in a marriage. Please understand, the only person who is responsible for that is her husband. Right. It has nothing at all to do with her friends, with her family, with random women.
Yeah, and so that's what happens is women go like online for help. And again, everyone's trying to sell us something. Nobody's going to be honest with us. So all of these divorce coaches are going to come up that just want to take all these women's money and tell them what they want to hear, because that's how you make money.
And online, talking about their own personal experiences inside of their own dysfunctional marriages. It has nothing to do with coaches. I don't know who you're talking about. I'm not a coach. I'm just an asshole with a phone who talks about her personal experiences.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter if it's a coach or like whatever. It's the hive mind, right? And the hive mind's always going to tell women that they're right, because a lot of people are trying to take our money. Or women aren't never, we're never brutally honest with each other.
Online to support other women and help validate their own experiences, which means if a woman hates her husband, that's her experience. I am here talking about how I hated my husband and the comments on this video that talk about why women don't have intimacy with their husbands, because
they married average men that they don't really like, and they want a hotter, better guy in some way. They'll find some deficiency. It's not you guys.
They don't like their husbands. And there's many personal stories of those women's experiences of why they grew to dislike or hate their husband and why they were completely repulsed by their husband. It's not because of what they heard their neighbor say, what they heard their sister say, what they heard their friend say on a girls' night. When a woman starts to hate her husband, it is completely the fault of her husband.
Well, what about why is it that women, they blame the husband when the woman hates the husband, and when the husband hates her, they blame the husband? Like, everything's always the husband's fault.
And trying to help me while I'm struggling with, like, nausea and all these symptoms that he's been offering to, like, cuddle with me and just, like, have me lay with him.
Okay, so when women hate their husbands and they get pregnant, it's because they are not happy with the genetic pool that they chose to reproduce with. So
to be a support system. But for some reason, the last few weeks,
you can't undo it. Like, you can't make her like you.
I've been, like, low-key, like, avoiding him. But a couple of weeks ago, I was hugging him, and it just seemed off. I don't know what it was, but I was kind of like, just like, ew. And then I was noticing, I was like, I feel like he just like smells. Like, it was just bothering me, and my finger on it. Like, it's not like he's like stinky, but I'm like repulsed by his scent. Oh my God. Like, does this mean I don't love my husband anymore? Like, is this like,
again, what if he said this on the internet about her? She would kill him. He would be on the local news. But women feel the need to, not only like our mating strategy is enacted into law, also, women have to do a victory lap and throw it in their faces.
A sign, like the 10 signs that you need to go and get a divorce. And I felt so guilty.
Yeah, and there's all this literature that whenever women feel like this, it'll just tell the women that they're right and that they should divorce their husbands.
So bad. And I just told him, and I was like, I love you so much. And I don't think that it's you, but I'm not quite sure. But you just stink to me. Like, your smell is just, I need to keep avoiding it. I felt so bad, like the worst wife ever. Like,
look, you felt bad. Why are you smiling? Like, look, she's getting joy out of, you know, saying that.
I mean, he's like, wow. And he's like, that's normal. It's like, it's pregnancy. And I looked on a bunch of pregnancy forums and saw that other people were talking about this as well. And how women were literally like holding their breaths while they were like kissing their husbands and stuff. And then I did that post on Instagram asking people what their like weird pregnancy symptom was. And no one said the same symptom. So then I got concerned again. I was like, is this like just a me thing? Like,
when women are unsure, they go to the group. That's why women that post their husbands online are trying to get confirmation from the group that their husband's awesome.
But I guess I'm being told that this is normal.
All right, let's see. All right,
a series of shit that people don't tell you about pregnancy, but I'm going to tell you. Anyone else just hate their husband? I did. I found myself Googling why do I hate my husband when I'm pregnant?
Because you're not happy with the quality of genes you're reproducing with.
It was something hormonal, but that man would breathe, and it was the wrong way. Everything he did just annoyed the shit out of me. And I was like, oh my God, what have I done? And I Googled, and everyone was like, yeah, I didn't like my husband either. And I was like, oh, all right, so maybe it's normal. And then the baby was here, my hormones settled, and I...
Most women aren't going to be happy with who they reproduce with.
I liked him again. So
is that like she's pregnant? She's thinking about the genetics, the kids there. Now she needs someone to take care of the kids. So now she's okay with him.
He's still here. We're good. But if you're pregnant and you're looking at your husband or significant other and you're like, dear God, you annoy me. You're not alone.
What an L. All right, let's see. Because usually it's the husband's just not attractive. Nowhere to be found. This husband on TikTok. Nowhere to be found. Okay. Well. All right. Not a good sign. Anyways, guys, let me know what you think in the comments. Did your wife act really poorly towards you when you were pregnant? Let me know in the comments. Like the video, subscribe to the channel, and I'll see you next time.